Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a series entitled Mercy Over Judgment. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
We need to be quick to repent, quick to shed a tear, quick to forgive. Yes. Is that right? Yes. Quick to believe, yes. Quick to respond. That's a sign of a sensitive, close to God, yes. Spirit and soul. Yes. When you're hard and calloused and you won't talk about it for 3 weeks and you clam up and shut up and not unwilling to admit when you did wrong for 3 months, 6 months, 2 years. Yeah. Yeah. That's when things begin happening in your life that's stealing and killing and destroying, and most folks won't admit it.
Right.
They won't admit it. We don't know why this is happening. And that's why millions of people don't want to come to a church like this.
That's true. So true.
They don't want to hear this. They don't care if it's true or not. They don't want to hear this.
Yeah.
They like what I call no-fault religion.
Uh-huh.
Tell me everything is God's will.
Yeah.
Right. Tell me it, no matter what happens, it's not my fault. No matter what didn't happen, it's God's mysterious, unknowable will. Problem with that, you keep getting stolen from,
right.
And destroyed,
that's right.
And killed.
Yeah.
Yeah. Enemy just has free reign. Yeah. Even though you're a blood washed, blood bought, Holy Spirit anointed, yeah. Name of Jesus toting,
yes.
Child of God,
amen.
Still,
yeah. Right.
If you won't judge yourself, it is written, 1 Corinthians 11, you will be judged. Now look at this though. Here's some more good news right here. I know a lot of folks didn't know they were in for this morning. But the Lord knew you were going to be here.
Yes.
Didn't he?
Yes.
He knew you and I are going to be here.
Yes.
And there's nobody who doesn't need to hear this message.
Right.
Is that right?
Yes.
Luke 13. He said, do you think those bad things happened to those people because they were worse people than anybody else in town or in the area? I tell you, no. Except you repent, you can all likewise, or will all likewise, perish. All of us, this world is a dangerous place. There's enough contaminants and germs and curse in the air you're breathing right now to kill you 1,000 times over. There's enough bad stuff in anything you eat, anything you drink, anything you touch. Death is in this place, and curse and disease. And there's some crazy people armed. Is that right? There are people that would release nerve agent in this church just for laughs. There are people that mow you down with a machine gun just for kicks. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
I mean, there are people that shoot you in the head with a .45 for the money in your wallet.
Right.
Yeah.
Wow.
And not miss any sleep.
Yeah.
This world is full of evil. It's full of bad. It's full of dark. And there's only one way. You're going to make it. You and yours.
Yeah.
Through this whole life, without being cut off short, dying young, dying wrong. There's only one way. Only one way. Only one way. It'll be because the Lord kept you,
yes.
By His Holy Spirit,
yes.
By His holy angels. Come on, is that right?
Yes.
That's the only way.
Yes.
That's the only way you and I make it the rest of the day without incident. That's the only way. And He wants to keep every one of us. And He is well able. How many believe He's well able? He's well able. Well able. But He warns us. If you judge other people, and if you won't judge yourself when you need to, you will be judged. He won't be able to keep us in situations. I know this is sobering. It needs to be. This is life and death. This is serious. But tell me the good news. Tell me the good news. But if you will judge yourself, if you'll repent. Jesus said twice, except you repent. We saw even Jezebel could miss judgment. If she'd repent. Some people still struggling with that. That's why I said it again. Now verse 6, I want you to notice all of this flows together. From verse 56 we started in Luke 12, and this all still flows together. Verse 6, he spoke also this parable. A certain man had a fig tree planted in his vineyard, and he came and sought fruit thereon and found none. Then said he to the dresser of his vineyard, behold, these 3 years I come seeking fruit on this fig tree and find none. Cut it down. Why cumbereth it the ground? And he answering said unto him, Lord, let it alone this year also, till I shall dig about it and dung it. And if it bear fruit, well, and if not, then after that you shall cut it down. Anybody see this? Yeah. Does all this flow together or not? Yeah. What's he saying? This tree is not producing the right kind of fruit. It's barren. It's hard. It's producing no love fruit, no faith fruit, no righteousness fruit, no fruit of the Spirit. Judgment. Cut it down. But somebody that liked that tree, somebody, maybe it was a grandma. Uh-huh. Maybe it was mama and daddy and them. Maybe it was Bubba or sis. Maybe it was somebody that went to church with them. Somebody on their team. And they saw they're going the wrong way. They're not judging themselves. They're judging other people. This has been going on for 2 months, a year, 2 years, 3 years. What do you know? Judgment is looming. It's pending. Come on, can you see this? So what they do? Intercession. 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 They came before the Lord and said, Lord, I know they hadn't been producing the right kind of fruit. I know they've been judging everybody, mean as can be. I know they're proud and haughty and won't repent. I know judgment's due them. But I'm asking you, Lord, give them some time. I gave her space to repent. Come on, can you see this? I gave her space to repent. We see if somebody will ask him to, there can be an extension. Woo! An extension of the time and space and opportunity to repent. Hallelujah! More time for them to wake up. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Glory to God. Glory to God. Hallelujah. There's a prayer in Timothy. I want you to look there and we'll close with this. You can pray this over your... This is 2 Timothy 2. You can pray this over your family, your friends, people. Oh my. I'm thinking of scripture after scripture after scripture I didn't get to. And they are so good. They are so good. Can you come back?
Yes, sir.
Do we need to hear more about this? Oh, yes, we do. 2 Timothy 2. I've prayed this prayer over my family members and over my friends and over people that I've known that were going to be in trouble if things didn't change. Can you ignore God? Judge other people. Refuse to repent month after month and year after year, and things go well with you without any repercussions? No, you keep going like that, you're going to get judged. And when you get judged, the enemy gets access to you. What's he going to do? He's been wanting to get to you for years. Is that right? He's been wanting to get to you and couldn't. He's just waiting for any kind of chance to get to you. He's going to steal, kill, and destroy. Amen. He has no mercy. Amen. And there's been, I'm thinking this one situation, this particular individual had not lived right for decades. And it just came on my heart. And when things come on your heart like this, don't cast them aside. A lot of times the Lord's looking for somebody that'll ask Him so He can give them some more time.
Yeah.
And you could be the very one. And so I got down and prayed about it. I said, Lord, I know. If it hadn't been for Your mercy, they'd have been destroyed many times already. Lord, I'm asking You. Give them another opportunity to repent. Give them... And this is one of the passages I use. It says, 2 Timothy 2 and 24, the servant of the Lord must not strive, but be gentle unto all men, apt to teach, patient, in meekness, instructing those that oppose themselves, if God peradventure will give them what?
Repentance.
See, repentance is a gift. If God would give them repentance, to the acknowledging of the truth will make you free.
Yeah.
And that they may recover themselves out of the snare or trap of the devil who are taken captive by him at his will. Doesn't this agree with everything we've read here this
yes.
morning?
Amen.
This is 2 Timothy to believers?
Yep.
To Christians?
Yes.
Yes. And here's an individual who's in captivity. Under the enemy's work. And how can they get out? They can recover themselves out of this trap by doing what?
Amen.
Repenting and acknowledging the truth. In this one particular case, I was seeking the Lord. I said, Lord, I'm asking You to give them repentance to the acknowledging of the truth, that they may recover themselves out of the snare and trap of the devil.
Yes.
I'm asking You, give them some more time.
Yes.
You know what He said about that fig tree?
Yes.
Give it some more time to be the ground tilled and fertilized, and let's give it another opportunity.
Right?
Right?
Yeah.
And I remember one day distinctly, I was praying that, and I was down in the floor, and the Lord spoke to my heart. He said, I'm going to do that just because You asked Me to. Do you believe that or not?
Yes.
I'm going to do that.
Yes, sir.
I'm going to give them more time, space to repent, just because You asked Me to. Do we see this throughout the Bible?
Yes.
Do we see this what Abraham was doing when he was interceding about Sodom and Gomorrah and Lot? And his, is that right?
Yes.
Why did the Lord do that? Because He asked him to. Because
yes.
He asked him to.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Mercy Over Judgment, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelifenow.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, October 3rd, as we begin our week of increase. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.